AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New York Attorney General Letitia James pleads not guilty to charges in the bank fraud case brought by the Trump Justice Department.
I've heard from just about every jurisdiction in this nation who have said stand up and be tall and never, ever cow down or back down.
President Trump suddenly ended trade talks with Canada. White House advisor Kevin Hassett.
President Truth, something that reveals his frustration with the actions and postures of the Canadians through months of negotiations. We'll see how it goes.
An anti-tariff ad surfaced in Canada that used Ronald Reagan. Defense Secretary Hegseth says six people were killed in a U.S. military strike on a suspected drug-running boat in the Caribbean. CBS's Ellie Watson.
Last week, we saw the first two strikes in the Eastern Pacific. So not only is the timing of these strikes expanding, but also the locations.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say there's been a significant drop in the number of residents who have already received their flu shot this year. According to DHS data, only about 309,000 Wisconsinites have gotten their flu shot so far in the month of October. Last October, that number was nearly 860,000. DHS officials are encouraging residents to get their flu shot as soon as possible as winter weather begins to move into the state and respiratory illnesses start to become more common again. You can visit a local CVS or Walgreens pharmacy for your vaccinations, or visit a local vaccine clinic. Marshfield Children's is inviting parents and their children to attend a Boo to the Flu vaccine clinic at the Marshfield Medical Center from 5 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, October 29th. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging Wisconsinites to continue to protect themselves against mosquito bites. The advice comes after the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reported a horse in Marathon County tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, or EEE. This means there are mosquitoes still present in Wisconsin that can spread the virus and possibly other illnesses to people and animals. EEE is fatal in most horses showing signs of illness. The virus can be transmitted to people and animals through an infected mosquito bite. Horses can be vaccinated for EEE and West Nile virus, and officials recommend reducing exposure to mosquitoes by keeping horses in the barn from dusk to dawn when mosquitoes are most active. DHS urges people, especially those who spend time working or playing outdoors, to continue to take steps throughout the fall season to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th-ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all, honestly. It's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
News, weather, and sports for Wausau right here on WXCO. Streaming 24/7 online at WXCO.fm.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky for your Friday afternoon with highs in the lower 50s and light west winds. Overnight, clouds will thicken up, will drop back into the lower 30s. On Saturday, some rain chances developing, mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 50s. It's 42 at our studios.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Right up there on the list of stupid. The President of the United States decided to lay off 1,000 people or so at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Kristen Lierley.
They weren't laid off strategically. They were laid off haphazardly. J.D. Vance himself admitted that it's chaotic.
Nothing screams competent government like laying off the people who respond to Ebola.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk about how the 2026 campaigns already feature several candidates hostile to the majority of voters who support women's health care rights.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program, Anything Goes Weekend here. Experts taken aback by a Department of Justice political manifesto. This is wild. This is a an official post from the Department of Justice, Attorney General Pam Bondi's branch, or whatever you call it, organization, institution, office. And it looks like a direct threat against Democrats. Here's what they wrote. Anyone who places a bounty, figurative or real. Now, what the hell does figurative mean? A bounty? Are we talking about anybody who, like, names an ICE agent who you know, beat somebody up or something? Anyhow, let me get back to the anyone who places a bounty, figurative or real, on the head of a federal officer, whether directed by gang leaders or by California state or local officials. Oh, really? Will be held accountable. The Department of Justice will not tolerate threats, intimidation, or interference with federal officers. Anyone who directs others to impede a federal officer is committing a serious federal crime and will be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. To California's elected leaders, do not weaponize your police forces for politics. You get this? This is all about this federal judge saying that the state police, the city police, can arrest ICE officers if they break the law. To California's elected leaders, do not weaponize your police forces for politics, ordering or directing state or local officers to act against federal agents, risk violating federal law and endangering public safety. Federal, let there be no mistake, federal law will be enforced. Federal authority will be upheld. Are we supposed to go Heil Trump? This is crazy. Meanwhile, Trump's ICE is under investigation for illegally tampering with license plates. This is immigration agent, you know, and they could get arrested. I think this might be what provoked this post on Elon Musk's Nazi-infested social media site. Immigration, this is Robert Davis writing over at Raw Story. Immigration agents received a stern warning from an Illinois official on Thursday after it was discovered that the agents are tampering with their license plates to avoid detection. Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Gianolias, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, a Democrat, unveiled a new initiative this week called the Plate Watch Hotline. Now, this is like, you know, Letitia James in New York has opened a hotline or a website where you can report when ICE officers are breaking the law. Now they're doing it in Illinois. Plate Watch Hotline, which asks residents to report times when they witness ICE agents switching out their license plates. I have a big problem with that, Jana Leah said in a videotape posted on X. Swapping out Illinois license plates on Illinois registered vehicles is illegal. And as Secretary of State, I have zero tolerance for this type of illegal activity. We are investigating these allegations as we speak. No one, including federal agents, is above the law, and we intend to hold them accountable, especially while driving on our roadways. Well, you just heard from Pam Bondi and Christy Noem and company saying, if you try to do that, you're going to have a big problem. And over on Raw Story, there's a couple of stories about right-wingers who are tied in with Trump or the White House saying, you know, if you try to come after ICE agents, they will use deadly force. They will shoot you dead. Oh, really? That's what we've come to now in this country. An Illinois judge recently ruled that ICE agents had to wear body cameras. Why? Because they were found to be indiscriminately shooting pepper balls and other non-lethal weapons against protesters. That's illegal. It's called assault. Meanwhile, the ACLU is suing after a protester was detained. I'm going to play this audio out of my computer, Sean. This protester was detained. This is hysterical. This guy is following ICE agents down the street, and he's got, you know, an iPhone hooked up to a little Bluetooth speaker that he's holding up, and he's playing. He's following the ICE agents down the street. He's playing the Darth Vader, you know, the Imperial March, right? John Williams' famous musical theme song for, you know, from the Star Wars movies. The guy's name is Sam O'Hara. He's got a TikTok account. It's at FreeDC 2000 or 20009. And one of his videos of, you know, following ICE officers down the street. Or in some cases, National Guard down the street, got 4.4 million views, one of them. So Ohio National Guard member Sergeant Devin Beck was not amused by the satire, according to the complaint that this fellow who was following them, see, they arrested him for playing music. They arrested him for playing music. Apparently, according to Donald Trump, this is a crime. So the complaint, he's suing for having, you know, for false arrest. And his complaint says, Ohio National Guard member Sergeant Devin Beck was not amused by this satire. And after less than 2 minutes of O'Hara's musical protest, Beck turned around and threatened to call the police officers to handle Mr. O'Hara if he didn't stop. O'Hara kept playing the music. Beck called the D.C. Metro Police, who arrived on the scene. And apparently the cops were very much on the side of the soldiers, not on the side of the civilian, which is kind of a bad sign in this democracy of ours, what's left of it, this republic. He was tightly handcuffed and detained. Now, Mr. Beck had had two shoulder surgeries a couple of years ago, 2023, and he informed the officers of that. He said, "You're hurting me." And so what did they do? They tightened the zip ties or the handcuffs and jerked his arms around to cause him pain intentionally, according to this complaint. He was released without charges, but he's suing. The lawsuit narrates as defendants Beck, four officers with the Metropolitan Police Department of D.C. and the District of Columbia, and lists five counts, two for violations of his First Amendment rights, suppression of free speech, and retaliation. One count for violation of his Fourth Amendment rights, unreasonably long, prolonged seizure and excessive force, and two counts under D.C. law for false arrest and false imprisonment and for battery. The ACLU is suing. I am a monthly donor to the ACLU. I encourage you to be too. ACLU.org. It's real easy. So, anyhow, there's wild times here as we slide toward a police state. And as the people are starting to wake up, the American people, I'm telling you, it's happening, are starting to wake up and say, wait a minute, you're tearing down a White House? You're sicking the National Guard on us? People are waking up, I'm telling you.
I'll be back. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, the right wingers on the Supreme Court lied about that one, too. Stick around. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Don't act like that. Don't wear that. Don't think that. I've heard everything you tell yourself every time you felt different. And I want you to know that you can be vulnerable and powerful. That taking care of your mind is taking care of everyone you love and who loves you. Love your mind. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, No Life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Where?
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Quince has the kind of fall staples that you're going to actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. Their clothing is so, it's wonderful and inexpensive. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middleman to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. They're affordable and fashionable, part of my go-to wardrobe, and they hold up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board for our family. Louise is checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, quince.com/Tom for free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/Tom.
Kindness was weakness, shame never shown. Roy Khan whispered, attack and destroy, a gilded facade built on failure alone. The hunger for power, the need for control, a perfect machine for a heart without soul. The last American president. Is this how the story ends? Democracy breaking, the truth forsaken. We rise or we descend. Reform, resist, remember. The call is heaven sent. Or will the history books of the last American president. Decades in motion, the billionaire's plan.
And the Nixon book of that Reagan title is now available in fine bookstores from fine booksellers anywhere. I don't know if you've seen the video going around about this. It's a Ring doorbell video. Where this guy, you know, his doorbell rings, there's two guys standing there outside in very casual clothes, with windbreakers, as I recall. And, you know, he answers the door and says, what's up? And they identify themselves as Keith and James. And they say that they're from the FBI. And they noticed that he was at a protest. This guy who answered the door, his name is Miles Serafini. He's 26 years old. He's a special education teacher, special needs teacher. And this was back in June that he went to this protest at this ICE center in Arizona. And these two FBI agents knocked on his door. And apparently this is the result. This is what's coming about. You'll recall, and questioned him, came into his house and questioned him for an hour, wanting to know who paid for the signs. Now, you'll recall, you know, Pam Bondi just recently did this whole long rant where she said, you know, we are going to find out who is paying for these protests and we are going to prosecute them. Donald Trump did a rant about it day before yesterday. Oh, yeah, they've all got these signs. I mean, just like actually like Trump used to do. And so the FBI agents just kept drilling down. He said, and they kept drilling me on the fact that I showed up alone, that I didn't remember where I saw the flyer. I didn't know anybody there. They told me that's unusual and pretty suspicious, as if I was holding back information about whoever organized the protest. They kept insinuating I was lying to them. And then when they left, this is how they opened. We came here to ask you questions regarding a protest that happened on the 11th of June. We've been just basically going around asking questions for a few people, and your name was brought up. Oh, really? Now, this National Security Presidential Memorandum Number 7, NSPM 7, says that anybody who does not or who advocates against traditional American values or expresses extremism on migration is a potential terrorist. So now you've got people who are showing up to anti-ICE protests being identified by the FBI as potential terrorists, and the FBI is now knocking on their doors. I mean, this goes beyond your papers, please. We thought when they started saying papers, please, you know, you must carry your papers at all times, that we'd gone over the Nazi edge. Oh, they were just warming up. So here we have two FBI agents knocking on the door of a special needs teacher who dared to exercise his First Amendment right to peaceably assemble and petition the government for redress of grievance, which is the exact language of the First Amendment, verbatim. We are not just allowed to do this. The founders encouraged us to do this. The American Revolution was based on this and more. I mean, the American Revolution was based on vandalism. The Boston Tea Party in 1773, in the fall of 1773, you know, they destroyed a couple $1 million in today's dollars worth of tea. And I'm not advocating vandalism. I'm just making the point. Those guys were pretty radical. They believed that you have the right to stand up to a king or to anyone who wants to behave like a king. And this is such a bad sign. This is such a dangerous moment when the president of the United States issues a memorandum that goes to all of the police agencies across the federal government and state and local police agencies that coordinate with them. And there's hundreds of them, these joint terrorism task forces. And says, if somebody expresses extremism on migration, which basically is anti-ICE, they are a terrorist, or they should be investigated for terrorist leanings, as it were. I'm not sure that that's the word, but you get the point. And they're going around intimidating people. And this guy, Miles Serafini, he says, before leaving, the agents told him that it would not be the last time they saw him. And as a result of that, he didn't show up for the No Kings protest. He was frightened. In fact, he told the reporter, he said, this is exactly the chilling effect on speech that the FBI created political matters risks creating. The reporter was Ken Klippenstein, and that's what he said, actually. Do not submit. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I think we're going to see a run on unicorn costumes. 27 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? Anything Goes Weekend right after this.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Cooler temps are upon us, but for the propane industry, their work starts well before the temperatures drop. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and during the fall, propane is used a lot to dry grain. Cheryl Lytle, the executive director of the Wisconsin Propane Gas Association, is here to share what that demand has looked like in the ag industry. We'll take a look at that story right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Now here's Cheryl Lytle with the grain drying demand.
It's harvest season, and crop dryer demands for Wisconsin is typically seen in the back half of October through about mid-November. Overall, the demand for Wisconsin looks about the same as last year, and there are some pockets in some regions that are seeing a little bit lighter needs. Demand for dryer gallons overall has been lighter in Illinois and Iowa and southern part of Wisconsin, but we're seeing higher demands in North and South Dakota and northern and western Minnesota.
Cheryl Lytle, the executive director of the Wisconsin Propane Gas Association. We'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Get ready, Wisconsin. 10 days packed with discovery, fun, and excitement are coming your way. It's the Wisconsin Science Festival, October 16th through the 26th. With over 200 unique events in more than 50 counties, you'll find something for everyone, kids, families, and lifelong learners. This year's theme, rock and roll. Dive into the music, motion, and geology with interactive events. Don't miss the fun. Visit wiscifest.org to find events near you.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at those midday markets. It's a mix with cash new crop corn down 3.5 at 424.5 and cash new crop soybeans down 2 cents at 10.42¾. December wheat is up 1¼ at 514¼, with July new crop 2026 wheat up 1¼ as well at 550¾. Class 3 milk is seeing gains with November contracts up 26 cents at 1769 a hundredweight and December contracts up 21 cents at 1706 a hundredweight. Make sure to stay up to date on all Wisconsin agriculture news by downloading our new app, Midwest Farm Report. You can download it on your app store. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Not just headlines, insight. Not just noise, conversation. WXCO is your home for real news and great conversation in Wausau.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky for your Friday afternoon with highs in the lower 50s and light west winds. Overnight, clouds will thicken up, will drop back into the lower 30s. On Saturday, some rain chances developing, mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower 50s, currently 44 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling our members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee for your county, and just like that, your home has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Just go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom.
They're twisting the future, rewriting the age. History's burning, truth's under ban. Welcome, my friends, to Magistan. Loyalty oaths. The past erased, whitewashed glory in freedom's place. You can feel the walls closing in, but the fight for tomorrow must begin. Welcome to Magistan, where the flag's just a mask for the master plan. They call it patriot, they call it free, but it's chains and silence for you and me. Welcome to Magistan, where the strong arm rules and the truth is banned. They're not hiding, it's out in the open.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Alan in Seattle. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Hope you got your water wings available for the weekend.
Yeah, we got an atmospheric river coming here to the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, indeed. Hey, the other river is, that nonsense that Speaker Johnson is spouting about how he'd be happy to open up the House if the Democrats would just pass the CR. And, my take on that CR is only good until November 21st. And if we call Johnson's bluff and have a few, Democrats in the Senate say, okay, we'll pass this CR, but you got to negotiate with us on, Medicaid and the Medicare and the ACA. And come to a conclusion where it will be, back in the law and back in funded, I'll bet that Johnson still won't open up the House because, as you stated earlier, Trump told him not to.
Yeah. Yeah, I've increasingly have concluded, and that's why I wrote this piece today, or I wrote it yesterday, published it today, this is really about maintaining or ending rather accountability over Donald Trump. That Trump wants to have nothing constraining him, nobody looking over his shoulder, no oversight whatsoever. And as long as little Mike can keep the House shut, Trump gets to be king. He just gets to be absolute king. I mean, the Supreme Court has already said he can commit any crime he wants and not be held to account. So, here we are. It's crazy.
Yeah, one more quick thing is, did Melania get out of the East Wing before it was demolished?
I don't think she was ever in there. I mean, she had an office there, but I'm not even sure she's living in Washington, D.C. I haven't seen any evidence of it. I'm guessing she's probably living in New York or Florida. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, that raises the question, has anybody seen Melania lately?
Yeah, there you go. Well, she got $40 million, from Netflix for this documentary that they're doing about her. And so, you're going to see a lot of her pretty soon. I was just thinking of all the nudie pictures that are out there of her. And, in fact, when Donald Trump came back into office, Russian television was playing, showing all these nudie pictures of Melania and making fun of him. And but he still thinks Vladimir Putin loves him. I mean, it's sick. Alan, I got to run, but thank you for the call. From Alan in to Alan here, Alan in San Diego. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
How you doing there? How you doing there, Tom?
Good.
Listen, I have a couple of questions. One of them is going to be dumb, but one question is that remember you mentioned that how a Pensacola sheriff raided Epstein's house down there and took some pictures of. Took some pictures of some young girls or something, and he defected to Russia or something like that. Do you remember?
The like defect that? To Russia guy is John Duggan or Dugan, D-U-G-G-A-N.
Right.
And he was a sheriff, I believe, in Pensacola. He was a Florida sheriff. And, he defected to Russia. I don't know that he took pictures of young girls with him or not. I don't recall that part of it. But he's become a major English language propagandist for the Russian government now.
Oh, okay. Because, see, I was just wondering if he's taking those pictures with him, and I wonder if he gave them to Putin or like an associate of Putin.
Oh, you're thinking he might have had some of Epstein's pictures that might have included pictures of Trump, raping girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a while since I've read about, Dugan's defection. Feel free to fact check me. I mean, look it up. But I don't recall anything specific about his ties to Epstein. I might be wrong, though.
Oh, okay. Because I was wondering if he did, if Putin might show those pictures on Russian television or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he was. They were showing nudie pictures of Melania on Russian television. They weren't showing pictures. They weren't showing Epstein kind of pictures, though. So I don't know. We'll see. But Dugan has been. He's become a major propaganda source in English language stuff. So.
Okay. Also, to have a dumb question, do you know Bill Press?
Yeah, I've known Bill for years.
Oh, okay. Maybe you ought to have him on your show. I like him.
He's a good guy. He's retired now. He quit doing his show three, 4 years ago, I think.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. Well, Bill's a little older than I am, so he was entitled.
Oh, okay. So,
Bill is a good and decent man. He's just a wonderful guy. He and his wife, just great people. So
yeah.
Anyhow, Bill.
I show a lot.
Yeah, Alan, I got to move along, but thank you for the call and appreciate it. Billy in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Hey, Billy, what's up?
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Billy. Oop, Billy just hung up. Sometimes people do that accidentally. Yeah, just call right back. Actually, going to have a hard time. The lines are all full. But Ken in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Hey, Ken, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I have one question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a little while back, Representatives Connor and Massey introduced this bill to try to force the Epstein files to be released.
Yeah, it's called a discharge petition, and yes, I am very familiar with it.
During that time, they had a meeting with a bunch of those women. I watched it live on television, and I remember that at least one of those women, and maybe several, said that they were prepared to drop the names of the men that they knew that were involved in all of this.
Yes, in open testimony before Congress, which Mike Johnson refuses to allow to happen.
Well, I didn't know that they said they were going to do it in an open session at Congress. I thought they just were going to do it publicly.
Oh, I don't recall that, but you may be right, Ken. I'd have to go back and read the transcript carefully.
I don't think it ever happened, and I was wondering.
I don't believe so.
And if you knew why it never happened.
No, I don't. I mean, my assumption is that those names include probably some people who are still around and who are very, very rich and very, very powerful, and that maybe some of them are even media moguls, and the media people just, don't want to get on their bad side. But that's just speculation. I just don't know.
Well, I don't know.
What I thought was the real blockbuster was when Amy Wallace yesterday, or day before yesterday, I guess it was, came out and said in a public interview, that she knew the name of 20 men that names had been given to her by Virginia Giuffre, and she knew the names of these men, and that the Department of Justice and the FBI also knew the names of these men. Clearly Pam Bondi, you know, who spent 8 years as the Attorney General for Florida while Jeffrey Epstein was raping girls and never once looked into him, is continuing her pattern and practice of protecting Donald Trump's best friend, even though he's dead. So, you know, there you go. Not a good thing, but that's what's going on. I got to move along, Ken. Thanks a lot for the call. David in Tyler, Texas. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Well, I heard you talking about the destruction of the East Wing.
David, your phone is just breaking up terribly. I'm going to put you on hold, and you can. David's on line 8, Mateo, and Mateo will check in with you, and we'll see if we can get that fixed and get you back on the air. We'll be right back, 45 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a minute.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259. That's 800-213-9259.
Looking to turn your dream home into reality? K5 Construction is here to make it happen. From complete home builds to interior remodeling, decks and exterior upgrades, they handle it all. At K5, they focus on quality, excellence, and you. From design to final construction, they're with you every step of the way, on time and on budget. Whether it's your first home or your forever home, they're building your future. Build with confidence. Build with K5 Construction. Visit buildwithk5.com.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau, every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Hooray!
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming. The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development, technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines, and it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant, but environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you can end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. And right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, two N's at the end. Getnativepath.com/Hartman to get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping and the top five collagen warnings. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Voices whispering, something doesn't feel quite right. The winds howl louder, the stakes are high. You can feel the fear rising with each sigh. It's spooky out there, saving democracy. In the dark we gather, facing what we cannot see. With courage as our lantern, we march through despair. Oh, it's spooky out there, but we know we must care. They say the ghost of freedom's been haunting us all. From the city's high towers to the smallest town hall. It chills the bones.
The Louise's spooky Halloween song here. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to talk about the relationship between democracy and fascism. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of social science work on this, and the boiling it down, you could look at fascism as anti-democracy, and in particular when it's in the social, everyday social life, it's participatory anti-democracy. So what we see going on today might be slightly variant or have its own peculiar attributes because we're in the 21st century. Calling it fascism might sound old-fashioned to younger people. It might sound crazy to very moderate people. However, participatory anti-democracy sums up what's going on. And as you know from the SDS and the Port Huron statement, participatory democracy is what people were promoting as social progress.
Yep.
Today, the people who are wealthy, the oligarchs, the billionaires that sit on the cabinet next to the billionaire president with his billionaire secretary of this and his billionaire secretary of that, have a provisional government They're literally tearing the White House apart, which is symbolic of them tearing apart the democracy. You have to have something to operate the republic. Now, the republic means the things of the public, literally Latin, res publica.
Yeah.
That is the state. And when you hear, oh, we don't live in a democracy, we live in a republic. Well, that's true. Aggregate, on a large social scale, we live in the nation state as a republic, but we participate as a democracy.
Correct.
We can't live in a democracy because a democracy is how you operate the republic. In order to take over the government, you have to first replace the participatory democracy. Now, we just think that's simply voting, but we know over the years through the New Deal and the social Great Society legislation, the more people participate in the more institutions of society, the stronger our communities and neighborhoods are.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the billionaires have their own little ad hoc provisional government. And they met. They had their own little pal, Antifa, the special ad hoc committee to look into Antifa. Well, why would any group be looking into an anti-fascist group if such a group ever existed? It's because they are an anti-democracy antidote, anti-democracy oligarchs, A-N-T-I-D-O. That's who we're dealing with. And this unlocks, this is a master key to unlock analysis that everyone can understand. You say fascist, I don't have a problem with that. You want to say they're stinking Nazis, more power to you. But to look at the process reasonably, participatory and anti-democracy is all around you. And the people who want to participate from the right, they only have one thing that they know how to participate with. And that's their guns and their violence and their anger. On the left, you have food banks. On the left, you have people with environmental groups planting trees, cleaning up parks. You don't see violence when 7 million people from the left show up. And there's a reason for that. We know better. We've built up the socialist institutions that don't rely on the government and don't rely on the corporate world, but they rely on ourselves. Look to food banks. If you have to rely on the government, it's very easy for the antidote forces to take over the government and chop down everything that supports the masses of people who are out here and cut off their benefits and cut off their standard of living, taking food away from them, taking the roof over their heads away from them, taking the clothes off their back and literally putting them out on the street as homeless people.
Right.
Fascism is here today, but it's
You're suggesting that we've got Antifa, anti-fascist, that there should be also anti-DOE, anti-democracy.
It's a participatory anti-democracy oligarchs.
Yeah.
And the reason why they're doing that, we got rid of the mumbo-jumbo of the divine right of kings. We now have the mumbo-jumbo of the iron law of economics. They're trying to justify the position through the mysterious invisible hand. Well, guess what?
Right.
We don't need an invisible hand.
Yeah, and in doing so, they're corrupting the writings of both David Ricardo and Adam Smith. I'm with you, Paul. I got it. That's a great rant. Thank you very much. We'll be back on the other side of this break with Kurt Bangsted. Stick around. This is going to get interesting.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work or hope the doctor will see you this month or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New York Attorney General Letitia James has pleaded not guilty to federal charges of lying on mortgage documents to get more favorable loan terms. CBS's Katrina Kaufman says the trial is scheduled for January.
The prosecution also said that they plan to call 8 to 10 witnesses at that trial. It's expected to last about 5 days, so it's on a very quick timeline.
Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney says he's ready to resume trade talks with President Trump.
We stand ready to pick up on that progress and build on that progress when the Americans are ready to have those discussions.
Trump cut off the talks after the Ontario government released an ad featuring former President Reagan saying tariffs hurt every American. Air Traffic Controllers Union leader Nick Daniels says the shutdown is affecting his members' job performance.
Every day that this shutdown drags on, with no clear insight, this affects their focus.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.